First of all, congratulations. You've had lots of time for this to sink in now. How's it all still feeling?
I don't know if it'll ever sink in, but I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's world champions. I think it's something everyone always dreams of, and to be able to bring it to this city and this country and this organization was incredible. So I think everyone had a pretty – well, the end was fun. I say the first, you know, first month or so was pretty stressful, I imagine, for most people. But it was all well worth it, obviously.
Yeah, are you able to enjoy that as it goes along? Like, you beat Philly, and it's a fantastic, almost franchise-defining shot in Game 7, but then you have more work to do, and then you beat Milwaukee, but then you have more work to do. So is there stages where you stop and enjoy it, or is it always on to the next?
Looking back, I think there was a time between the Milwaukee series and the Golden State series before the finals that I think we all got to sit back and enjoy a little bit. But I think it was more the nature of those first three rounds. You know, we go down 1-0 to Orlando. We're down one. You know, we're down a game in Philly. We're down two games in Milwaukee. So I think that was the tough part. Was those first three rounds were just really tough series. And then we had, I don't know, 3 or 4 days off after the Milwaukee game, Game 6. And so I think for that time, we all kind of got to sit back and say, wow, we're in the NBA Finals. And then, you know, once the series starts, you go crazy again. obviously the last, you know, 2 weeks have been incredible. So, we're starting to enjoy it now, and it's starting to sink in kind of as far as, you know, perspective of it all.
I know I've told people when I was most worried was the Saturday afternoon before your game 4 against Philly, and you find out Pascal Siakam suffering from an injury. And that was such a critical game not to go down 3-1, because the other sort of games, game 2 against Golden State, game 1 against Milwaukee, people would say, oh, what a missed opportunity. But I think our show came on the air next day and said, I don't know, they played fantastic road games. Keep that up, and the buckets will go in. How was your sort of feeling going into that game 4 against Philly, not knowing how Pascal could play or if he would play?
Yeah, that was probably, the toughest, game of the run as far as we're down on the road. I don't think most people knew, but we had to there was a big marathon in Philly. We had to change hotels. So we actually stayed the night before down in Delaware. So it was kind of just a little bit of everyone was out of their rhythm. Pascal obviously had the calf. But I think that it was just representative of the resilience and the toughness of this team. And for them to be able to go to Philly after a really tough game 3 and win that game on the road kind of just propelled us for the rest of that series. But it also, I think, is, as everybody can relate, it just gives you some confidence that, hey, you know, we can come together in these big moments. We can overcome it as a group. And ultimately that's the type of, you know, performance that allows you to come back from 0-2 against Milwaukee, or allows you to go into the finals and be the underdogs and not really care. So that was part of the specialness of this group.
Yeah, that's one of the things I loved about you guys this season, is that you really did it as a group, right? Kawhi leading the way, Kyle leading the way, and then big games in clutch moments from Danny and Fred and Pascal and Norm too, Mark. Like, everyone chipped in when they really needed to. And so I get why you guys want to run it back. And the big looming question, as we know, is what's Kawhi going to do? And I'm assuming you don't have that information. If you do, feel free to drop it on us now. But what I'm more interested in a little bit is, what's your anxiety or stress level about his looming decision? Because I feel like you guys have done as much as you can during the regular season, right? You've kind of put up, and now you got to shut up. And he's known that the medical staff is going to take care of him. He knows that the front office has his back. And so it's a waiting game, but it's kind of out of your hands, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it stress or anxiety. I think it's more, it's almost a complete respect for him to make the best decision for himself. And I think he knows who we are. We'll obviously have the chance to sit down and talk about it again. But he knows who we are, and I think that's the benefit of doing the deal a year early, was to have that opportunity for him to come to this city, come to this organization, and get a sense of who we were. Obviously, fortunately, it worked out for us on the court as far as winning the championship, and that's the part that you can never predict as far as how the team would have played out. Listen, he knows who we are. We know who he is. I'm sure there'll be a bit of discussion about how do we move forward from here, and how do we continue to win and be a contender, and how do we repeat, and all the things that we want to do as an organization. And I'm sure he wants to do as a player. But at this point, it's if you can imagine, you know, a good friend or someone in your life who has to come to a big decision, I think more than anything, you want them to have a clear mind and make the best decision for them and their loved ones.
Bobby Webster, Raptors GM, championship, NBA champions, joining us on Starting Lineup. Greg Brady, Ashley Docking, talking to him. Ashley mentioned the sort of ebbs and flows of the series and players kind of coming in and out. And I think in any city and anybody that's seen this before, when you win 16 games, guys will go through things and then emerge out of them. It truly was that sort of team championship. When you got Marc Gasol in the deadline, did he play the kind of role that you were exactly envisioning that he would play? Been long rumored to be, you know, sought after for contending teams. When you got him, you must have thought, this is the Marc Gasol we hope we get.
By the end, yes. Even speaking to him after the year, like, it wasn't easy at first. If you guys remember, he came off the bench for a few games. I think he just wanted to be incredibly, you know, team first and be respectful of what the guys had done here before. But I think little by little, everybody saw the you know, just the incredible feel on both defensive and offensive end. I even think back to, I think it was a Philly series where he had a tough game. And after the game, he took complete responsibility and was accountable for his poor game. He came out and played great. And I think in any, you know, walk of life, to have people that are, you know, have that awareness and perspective to do that is really special. And so, you know, you don't win the championship with any of those guys, but you definitely don't win it without Mark.
Mark deciding to opt in, of course, to his contract, so we get him for another year in a Raptors uniform. I am curious, too, outside of the guys that you've already had on your roster from last season, what's your interest level in potentially bringing Vince Carter back for his victory lap season and finishing his career off as a Toronto Raptor?
I think with any player, it always, you know, does it fit basketball wise? And so we'll take a look at all the guys, and I don't want to comment on anyone individually, but you know, we'll take a look at everyone. And if, and over the years, you've seen different type of players on our bench, whether it's veterans or young guys, or you know, players with a ton of talent that we're trying to you know, mold into a Toronto Raptor. So you know, we'll have all those discussions about, you know, basically every free agent. So I don't want to say anything specific to Vince, but you know, we'll make sure we're thorough in all of our analysis.
Yeah, and without naming players, because you can't, you must be watching what other teams in the East are doing. Like, this was a real power struggle this year. People thought the Celtics would be fantastic. I think Milwaukee might have even surprised with a 60-win season. What happens to you guys, and as Ashley mentioned, Kawhi Leonard, some of the other moves are almost as relevant. Like, it's an amazing time of year. Free agency was never like this 5 years ago, it felt like, let alone 15, 20 years ago in the NBA for those of us growing up.
100%. To me and to our, you know, front office group, this is the fun, this is the challenge, this is why we're in it, right? You know, you wanna compete with the other teams as far as building the best roster and giving your coaching staff the you know, the most versatile, deep, you know, all the different things you guys saw on the bench and in the playoffs. So you know, you're keeping track of the other teams, but you're also you know, trying to make sure you're not letting the noise get to you as well, right? We're making decisions that are best for us, and we're making decisions that we think fit with our current core group of players and that can complement them. But yeah, it's obviously our job to make sure that we're on top of everything else as well.
Got to get you out of here, but first I want to know which one of you guys had the most fun at that parade. It was a movie, and there was a lot of signature moments, Bobby, but which one of you guys?
I think there was one guy that clearly had the most fun, the guy that just opted into his contract. So I say it was a legendary parade performance. It'll go down in history when they look back on all the parade moments. I'm sure Mark will, you know, this performance will live on for eternity. So,
well, the title matters a ton, but for some reason, this matters to fans. So blink twice really quick if you guys have a Christmas Day game this year. Can you do that for us?
Believe me, we're in discussions with them, and I think it'd be awesome for all of us in the city to wake up on Christmas morning and turn on the TV and watch the world champion Raptors play.
Yeah, we'd
world
love it.
Champion Raptors. Got a nice ring to it, Bobby.
As Ashley's pointed out on the show before, and I think as anybody with any family can speak to this, it's nice to slip away for a couple hours or so. Sometimes five or six, to be honest. Watch two games straight. depending on how Christmas is going and whose house you're at.
A little bit of quiet where we're just watching the TV would be good. So
yeah, it's great. And for the three of us, it's like, sorry, I'm working. I got to watch this for work. It's a job. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. When I come back on vacation on January 4th, I'm going to mention this game.
What's that?
When I come back on vacation from January 4th, I'm going to mention the Christmas Day game I watched 9 days ago that I have to talk about.
Yeah. Awesome.
One of those things. Thanks very much for doing this. Congratulations once again.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and I hope you guys have a good summer, and thanks again.